Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi, Professor Hobo. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. You know, Jody, do you feel like we all take turns Veruca assaulting and then the rest of us talk each other down? Your whole piece was the gnawing anxiety that Trump will get away with all of it. And I hear you. You're not one of our, technically, our legal lads, but I think you summed it up. You said, so Trump's lawyers are saying Trump might have declassified the documents, but maybe not, and we're not going to tell you, but we need the right clearances to see the documents that may totally be declassified. Wink. Is that about right? That's about the best legal analysis.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not Elie Mystal, but, you know.
But who
despite,
is?
Despite what some people thought yesterday.
Yes, exactly. Well, you right. I can't get past something when it comes to the multiple crimes of Donald Trump, who really was president, something I still can't believe happened. I mean, I know it happened. I'm not denying the existence of facts like Trump and his brain-headed legions do. I'm just always going to be like us, then we let that happen. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the crux of it is...
Awesome. Do you ever have that moment, though?
Also this guy.
Right, but do you ever have that moment where every once in a while you sit there and go, holy crap,
yes.
Donald Trump was president?
Every day.
What the hell?
What was it?
What is that?
What was yesterday's soundbite from the rally? Trucks and...
Oh, tractors.
Tractor.
I know a tractor. I know about tractors.
Did it really happen? It did, right? It did happen? Yeah. He was president. Okay.
And he said, make America
was some
gay
kind of,
again.
It was some kind of acid dream remnant, is the way I like to think of it.
Yeah.
Like America's hangover.
I never did acid, but it feels like wake up.
That's an accurate description.
You'd be like,
yes.
Did that really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. You say the law is intensely clear. The records of a presidential administration belong to the nation, not the president. All of it. There's no wiggle room on this. And you said this is what bugs the... out of me. I get that rich people are treated differently when it comes to legal matters. I get that presidents are treated with kid gloves for some damn reason. But Trump and the people around him took documents that don't belong to him, never gave them the benefit of the doubt or pretended to, and said, hey, you took these documents that by law don't belong to you. Please give them back. Then not only did they not give them all back, they lied and said they did, which means they well knew that they had that didn't belong to them. Under the most generous of definitions, that's theft. They robbed the country. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what legal people keep saying, is it, as it said in this one filing, it's a red herring to talk about the classification.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The documents don't belong to him. He knew it, and he took them, and he didn't give them back when given a chance to give them back. It's like if I walk out of Walmart with something, and they say, hey, you didn't pay for that. If I go, eh, screw you, I'm not going to pay for it. Well, then I've robbed them.
Right.
And they even gave me the chance to not rob them. So arrest me.
See, when the guy that owns the show that, you know, I sent him to CVS for eye makeup remover because of my giant sty, and he came back with, I don't know, a carburetor and an onion.
Right.
And I was like, no, what? And so I almost, but I didn't have my money with this. I thought I'm going to run in, going to steal some makeup remover and run out. But I knew I would get caught. So
yeah, exactly.
I didn't. Yeah. So, but yeah, you said I cannot wrap my brain around the idea that Trump and everyone involved in keeping the documents were not immediately arrested when the FBI caught them with stolen property. Yeah, I mean, it's, oh my God, Rude, we are so past the time when we have got to restore a rule of law in this country. We either have a rule of law or we don't.
Yeah. Why aren't we arresting? Why aren't the feds right now heading to Florida? Well, I guess maybe give him through the hurricane, but then arrest Ron DeSantis, make him go through that, and then arrest Ron DeSantis for what he did with the
kidnapping
with the migrants. I mean, if you break the law, arrest someone. You don't. If somebody has immediately broken a law, you don't need to wait for the grand jury to arrest them.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Speaking of drugs, you said this is the kind of that plagues my brain at 3 a.m. when the whiskey's wearing off and the drugs just aren't holding the bolt at bay anymore. I always wonder what 3 a.m. is like in your mind, but that's...
It's you know what it is? It's the barricade has broken down and everything is just flooding through. It's like, we're all going to die.
Yeah, you say it's not just that Trump's gotten away with so much throughout his life. How many regular working and middle class diffs does he have to over before the rest understand they're being conned? How did it take so long for some entity in New York to seriously go after his entire ass? And why do they always stop short of actually arresting someone who's blatantly flouted the law? I'm honestly pissed as hell at Cyrus Vance and every AG and DEA who allowed Trump and his children to remain free as more people. And she could be so brazen in her contempt for Trump because Trump's been so brazen in his contempt for the law. When you're talking about Letitia James, sure, her job is enforcing the law. So sure, someone like Trump is going to piss her off. So, you know,
somebody in, you know, I love this whole thing of like, we don't want Letitia James running for office saying she's going to go after Trump. I don't know, if somebody ran for sheriff in the old West and said, I'm going to get that Jesse James, everybody be like, hell yeah, let's get Jesse James.
Yeah. Well, this was not happy clappy, Jody. He ended with the gamble is that Trump or someone Trumpish is going to win the presidency. Then we also... that we're going to have to head into the streets to stop the Christian nationalists from forcing us into love Jesus or die camps. I hope I'm wrong. Yes, enjoy Trump's week. Enjoy the weeks to come, but we're not playing a fair game here, or that dull orange mother would be sitting in a cell awaiting trial. There's a theme this week. Ellie Mistal filled in for you by just saying, I just want that orange mother in jail.
Don't care how or what.
Yes. And honestly, if Trump were put in jail, the turnout for Democrats would go through the roof.
Yep.
Because it would prove that they are restoring the rule of law and that it applies to people with privilege.
Right. I got to say, the midterms, this was a perfect response. Rick Scott said, Democrats want to control every aspect of your life. Republicans want to give power back to you to make your own choices. And you just said, I honestly don't get this line. Democrats want you to be free to love and marry who you want, have children when you want, go where you want without facing prejudice, and have some bit of economic and health security. The GOP wants you to be free to buy guns. I do think this midterm is a lot about freedom, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's why the abortion issue has hit so hard, is because people are now all of a sudden facing, wait a minute, you mean I can actually have my rights taken away from me? And you know, the possibility of other rights being stripped from them. I hope that it is as clarifying a moment as it seems to be.
Yeah. Just this whole party. You said, I think we all know at least 75% of Republicans will say, yes, a president can declassify with their mind as long as it's Trump doing it. It's not like logic and consistency matter to them.
No, no. They're just making crap up as they go along. That's why. And again, that's why they can get away with stuff without being arrested, because there are other Republicans that are saying, yeah, we're just going to let that go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like Bill Barr saying that Trump kids are just babies. They're just babies. They don't know.
They're just kids. They're just kids. They're just little kids.
And
what
you said
these
kids are middle-aged adults who chose to keep the grift going. Them. I mean, it is. I said to Frangela on stage Saturday night, I forget, at what age do white people become adults? And Angela's like, whenever you want to, whenever you choose to, apparently.
And you can reverse it, too. That's the more amazing thing.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, the stupid thing is that when Trump dies, and you know, I'm not making any threats, it's just sort of inevitable, that they'll still think of them, people will still think of them as, oh, you know, that's 70-year-old Trump Jr. He's just a kid. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Here's the delicious part, though. You said which Trump spawn named by Letitia James is going to turn first and give up evidence against Dad and the other sibs. Oh, that's delicious.
Yeah, everybody thinks they're Ivanka. I mean,
I think it's going to be Eric, but it's not because
just
he's like,
inadvertently.
It's not
stupid.
Intentional. It's going to be like he stupidly gave up the evidence.
Really? We get all our money from Russia. We don't need. Oh, was I not supposed to say that?
Or if you think I'm bad, you should take a look at my brother.
Yeah, well, you said it best. You said, honestly pissed he was allowed to get away with this for years. Imagine if other AGs or DAs held him accountable for his bolt. You can squash the bug when you first see it, or that or will lay eggs. Yeah, I can. That applies to rats around here. I'm just saying,
they
right?
They lay eggs.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. If you've got egg laying rats, you've got way more problems.
I've got new trouble.
Yeah.
You've got
rats that are evolving, and nobody wants that. Nobody wants super rats laying eggs everywhere.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I have another guest the quote for you, Travis. Wait, hang on. Here we go. Ready?
Oh, God.
Yes. Not only am I committed to the 60-vote threshold, I have an incredibly unpopular view. I actually think we should restore the 60-vote threshold for the areas which it has been eliminated already. Who said that?
Oh, that was Kristen Dunst.
Oh, no. That was close, though. No, Kristen Sinema. To which Rude Pundit says, I'm either hopelessly delusional or laughably cynical, bordering on evil, but hey, that's what gets you the big bucks.
I've got her.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait for her to be the fashion consultant at, where is it? Fashion Bug at Christown Mall.
I mean, I don't think there's anybody serious in politics that thinks that we should go back to the filibuster for judges. I just don't think, considering what that led to because of Republicans, and let's remember, it's because of Republicans that Democrats got rid of the 60 vote threshold for judges because they refused to allow Obama nominated judges to be voted on. Yeah. So, you know, always put this in context, Kirsten.
Let's hear her say it. You want to? Here we go.
You know, Senator McConnell mentioned this in his opening remarks, and I mentioned it in my remarks as well. The danger of eliminating the 60-vote threshold is that the Senate becomes the House. And I remind everyone, I left the House and ran for the Senate for a reason.
I could hurt so many more people by being a senator. Why wouldn't I do that?
Jody, if I was there, I would be so immature. I would literally write next to him. Oh, yeah, but your friend, Mitch McConnell says. Mm.
But that was at the McConnell Foundation, yeah, so whatever. You know, it was a bunch of rich Republican white ladies.
Yeah, I went on to say.
So not only am I committed to the 60-vote threshold, I have an incredibly unpopular view. Yeah, I actually think we should restore the 60-vote threshold for the areas in which it has been eliminated already. Mm-hmm. We should restore it. Yeah, not everyone likes that.
Polite Republican country club lady clapping. Oh, that's fabulous.
She should have said, right, Senator McConnell, you're going to do that if you become Senate Majority Leader again, right? Right?
And I'll vote with you to do it.
Oh, my God. Please.
He'd never
please,
restore it.
Please, let's make her irrelevant. Please. Let's get enough senators.
We need 10.
Except don't think about her now. Don't think about her now. Focus on getting Mark Kelly reelected. We'll get to her later.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think this. I mean, my big fear is the House. My big fear is losing the House by one or two members, and they take that as a sweeping victory, which means they need to do every destructive thing that they want.
Yeah. We need more alpha liberals. You said, let me see if I can put this in a way that doesn't get me another term at Twitmo. Representative Raskin being absolutely sick of GOP bolt. And done with anything mm-hmm. Trump, and especially anyone pro-Trump, is speaking for most of us. You know what it is. D.C. Yeah. Sexy liberal. Ever since D.C. Sexy liberal, he's been fire. It's
yeah. You know, though, I said I enjoyed him B-slapping someone. I don't know if I can say
You can say bitch slap, yeah.
Okay, I said I enjoyed him bitch slapping Republicans. Got a 12-hour Twitter timeout because I said he... Because apparently I was condoning violence.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd go a day without someone bitch slapping me, but okay.
Yeah, I mean,
that,
you know,
that's a nice
especially thing. When you request it.
Right?
Yes.
All right. I love you, Rude Pundit. We've linked to all his fantastic, filthy little scribblings at stephaniemiller.com. Love you. Mwah.
Bye.
There he goes.